Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Experts have long praised the health benefits of music, but a choir from Littleton takes that one step further by sharing the comfort of song with people near the end of life. Singers from Indian Hill Music, a nonprofit music education and performance center, have formed a hospice choir modeled after others around the country. They call it the Threshold Choir. WBUR's Monica Brady Meyerov listens in.
Mom, the choir's here to sing.
We're going to sing for you today, Ruth.
My grateful heart, so filled with years of living.
85-year-old Ruth Coleman sits in a wheelchair, immobilized by advanced Alzheimer's disease. Her eyes are closed, her head is tilted back. Her daughter Susan holds her hand. She asked the Threshold Choir to visit the Neshoba Valley Nursing Home, where her mother is slowly dying.
She's much more quiet today, but so much of the time when they come to sing to her, Mom will have been really very saying nothing, really not responding that much, and her eyes haven't been open this morning yet, and now they're opening. And sometimes she'll try to sing along. We've watched her. And it's the most amazing thing. It just really touches her on a level that maybe other things don't anymore. It's wonderful.
As the singing continues, Ruth Coleman taps her foot, not in time to the music, but it's the most movement she's done all day, says her daughter. The choir honors an ancient tradition of singing to people who are struggling. Peg Lorenz was a hospice volunteer for more than a decade when she joined the choir.
We help to open a door to this person, that we help to kind of just allow them the energy to move into the next phase of their existence, which is beyond death.
When I was thinking if I might die, you know, how would I want to go out?
Pam Espinosa started the all-volunteer choir 3 years ago, after she was diagnosed with breast cancer and faced her own mortality.
I come from a very musical family, and so I could imagine being sung to by my family.
Espinosa started the Threshold Choir at Indian Hill Music in Littleton after reading about the first one in California. The hospice choir movement has blossomed in New England, with groups in western Massachusetts and Vermont. The philosophy is the singers don't perform, they share songs when invited by the family. Susan Randazzo is executive director of Indian Hill Music and sings in the choir.
This is a very precious time for not only the patient, but for families. And so it's not appropriate to be there with a large group.
Randazzo says when three or four members sing at a bedside, the energy changes. It's intimate and emotional. To prepare for the intense experience, the choir rehearses with someone reclining in a lawn chair in the middle of a circle.
How far back do I go?
You're right there.
Okay.
On a recent night, they asked me to sit in the chair to see what it feels like.
It feels like you're floating with the music. I mean, you definitely experience it in a way unlike anything I've ever experienced, with the live voice being so close to your ears. You're feeling the vibrations almost as much as you're hearing it.
The choir has a repertoire of original songs and hymns, but they've also sung artists requested by the family, such as Patsy Cline and the Beatles. During the recent visit to Ruth Coleman, her daughter asked them to sing a song that brings her mother back to childhood.
The sun shines bright in the old Kentucky home.
Susan Coleman sits close to her mother, stroking her hair.
People go back in Alzheimer's. They go back someplace. And I think that's where she is. I think they return to their childhood. So that kind of time frame for her is, you know, the country, Kentucky.
For the old Kentucky home far away.
The choir has visited Ruth Coleman several times as her disease progresses, but typically they are called to the bedside of a person only once. Susan Randazzo remembers one visit very well.
The family was planning to turn the machines off for their mom.
It was New Year's Eve. One of the other singers was Peg Lorenz.
My knees were shaking, and we had been out on many up until that point, but that was so unique in the immediacy of what they were going to be doing. They were going to be pulling the plug on their mother, and she was going to die.
The dying woman was in the intensive care unit, surrounded by her husband, children, clergy, and the choir. There were tears, smiles, and an intense connection, says Randazzo.
It was just one of the most beautiful experiences I've ever had, being with that family. And I think, you know, that the music is for everyone in the room, and it serves a purpose for everyone in the room. And we get back as much as we give.
For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerhoff.